From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that neither country's government will conduct or knowingly support cyber theft, an issue that's been a source of tensions.
I believe we can expand our cooperation in this area, even as the United States will continue to use all of the tools at our disposal to protect American companies, citizens, and interests.
President Xi told reporters the two sides reached a consensus on the issue and stressed that Beijing is against cyber theft of any kind. U.S. have blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and businesses in recent years. China has strongly denied the allegations. Pope Francis travels to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania later today, the third stop in a U.S. trip that includes talks with President Obama, an address to Congress, and a mass in New York City's famed Madison Square Garden. In his homily, Francis urged attendees to reject self-absorption and remain and remember the needy. In Philadelphia, the Pope will attend the Vatican-sponsored World Meetings of Family and celebrate an outdoor mass expected to draw nearly 2 million people. Burkina Faso's leaders have disbanded the Presidential Guard, which staged a failed coup last week. They were unhappy a transitional government had barred supporters loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré from contesting in the country's national election. Compaoré was ousted in a popular uprising in October. This is VOA News. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Boehner, says he will resign one of the most powerful positions in the U.S. government at the end of October. Cindy Sain reports the 65-year-old Republican from Ohio has been under intense pressure from conservative members of his own party.
Friday morning, word leaked out that Boehner abruptly announced he would resign in a meeting with his fellow Republicans. Some of his own most conservative members had been threatening to force a challenge vote to his leadership, saying he is too prone to compromise with Democrats on core issues. When Boehner finally spoke to reporters, he seemed almost relieved.
My first job as Speaker is to protect the institution. It's become clear to me that this prolonged leadership turmoil would do irreparable harm to the institution.
Some conservative Republicans welcome the news of Boehner's resignation. Boehner himself will still have to try to get a funding bill passed by October the 1st to avoid another partial government shutdown. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.
Croatia lifted restrictions on the main border crossing with Serbia on Friday, ending a week of friction prompted by the flow of thousands of migrants across their common frontier. Speaking in Belgrade, a visiting European Union commissioner, Johannes Hahn, said the migration crisis is a global problem that can be resolved only through the joint engagement of all European countries.
It's not the way to build in Europe new borders, new fences. This is not how Europe works.
About 60,000 people escaping war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa have entered Croatia in recent days from its eastern neighbor, Serbia. Iran is demanding a thorough investigation by Saudi Arabia and help for Iranian pilgrims affected in the stampede of Hajj pilgrims that killed at least 717 people near Mecca. Mass demonstrations broke out across Iran on Friday, with protesters denouncing Saudi Arabia's handling of the catastrophic accident in the midst of Thursday's annual gathering of devout Muslims. Authorities in Iran say at least 131 Iranian nationals died in the crush on the outskirts of Mecca. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has ordered a review of the annual Hajj pilgrimage procedures and expressed his deep condolences and casualties. Swiss prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation of FIFA president Sepp Blatter involving his possible criminal mismanagement and misappropriation of Football Federation's funds.
That's the latest world news from VOA.